News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Minutes after the hour. It is Saturday morning. Hey, how about that? Welcome back. This is Garden America, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. That is the varsity lineup from here on out. Welcome. 855-424-9825. That is our toll-free number. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, or john@gardenamerica.com. And that seems to be a very popular way for you to get your questions answered and your comments through, because John does a good job reading emails. It's like story time, Tiger. We like to hear that.
You know, I'm sure Tiger will pick up on this quickly, but it's not going to be to his advantage to team up with you against me.
And laugh. Oh. And laugh at my jokes.
I just want to let you know.
Right off the bat, yeah. Huh? Some ground rules,
right? So I mean, you know, I mean, if I'm interrupting this dynamic here that you two are,
you're adding
on,
to it,
right?
No, I mean, this is good.
I got to play Switzerland over here.
Yeah, right. Be neutral. Anyway, I hope you had a good week. We are back for this weekend again. Tiger, you're off tomorrow. Bob Reedmill is going to be in. We want to thank Bob ahead of time. As you take you just joined the show and you're taking time off.
Yeah, that's how it goes here on Garden America
prior
Radio,
commitments.
Right?
Yeah, but don't complain because we're all taking next weekend off.
Yes, we are. My wife's having foot surgery.
So right. If you're listening to this show and it's Labor Day weekend, we hope you have a good Labor Day weekend.
And just know
that we'll try to make the show good enough so that it's worth listening to
twice.
Twice. Yeah,
there you go. Again. So that's what's happening. So she's got her foot surgery on Saturday, then I have my first football game. Well, you'll be there at the football game that night. So, but you know, thankfully, Monday's a day off.
I know, huh?
Monday's Labor Day. That's nice.
Yeah.
So, boy, John's had a relaxing week. He's
gosh,
nothing going on.
Doing
over there.
Nothing, laying, sleeping until 11.
I've got way too many things going on. You know what? I have got a an internet sale tip for our listeners that's probably one of the most fantastic deals I've seen in a long time.
Is something you learned this week?
I just found out yesterday.
Okay.
If you go to toptropicals.com, you know, we sell during bare root season, so in February, we sell pixie grapes on our website. And we sell them bare root for $14.95. I think that's the price that we do. And then when they're potted up into gallons, you can buy them at local garden centers all the way up to $30 a piece. But toptropicals.com has 1 gallon plants ready to set fruit that are regular, I think, $24.95. And they're on sale for, guess what price?
Okay, I'm going to say $10.95.
That would be a great price, but they're $4.95.
Are you
what?
Kidding me?
Can you believe that?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how long they're going to last. I'm sure it's a limited quantity.
Everything must go sale.
Yeah, it's and sometimes you can't ship from Florida into California.
Right. Those two
However,
states.
that has a special note on it that says this is certified for shipping into California. So wherever you are in the country, you know, think about it. Now, pixie grapes, we've talked about before, but if you're not aware of them, it's the world's first miniature grape.
You've seen them, Tiger, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. We have some at the nursery, too. They're spectacular.
Beautiful.
Don't say your price.
Can't
be $4.95.
No.
I mean, that's just crazy, right?
Right. And, I mean, like you're just saying, anyone in the country right now can get those because, like you said, they can ship them all over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, a lot of people can actually still receive them this time of year and be okay.
And they're hardy down to zone 3, so you can really grow them anywhere in the country. But the grape itself was the result of a genetic mutation. And the mutation was that the plant cells themselves would not respond to gibberellins, which are growth hormones.
Are those like Klingons?
No, they're growth hormones. And since the cells won't respond to growth hormones, they don't grow.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, gotcha.
And so since they don't grow, they only get to be like 24 inches tall when they're full grown, which is really tiny for a grape. And since they don't grow, their leaves come out and they set fruit and that's it.
And it's about the size of a raisin, would you say?
No, the grape?
No, they're a little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger.
Yeah, like a dime?
No, not that big. Maybe peas.
Yeah.
Maybe pea size. Yeah. Then you get a little cluster.
Yeah. Oh, I had one.
But they're good. They taste good. They're really sweet.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? In our industry, for those of you listening, a lot of the stuff that gets developed is we're not scientists here in the sense that we know what we're doing. A lot of it's accident.
It's mistakes.
You know, the spinosad, what was that? The rum barrel bacteria that then they figured out actually,
is
a good pesticide.
Discovered at a rum factory.
It's just so funny on all the accidents.
Well, a lot of inventions in history have been by mistake.
Yeah.
Look at gravity. Until the apple fell on Newton's head, people were floating all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's right.
He's right. Why, you were around back then?
He was right. Or he is right, I should say.
But anyway, at $4.95, and what a great gift idea, too.
I mean,
if you know somebody who's a gardener, you can, and I'm not exaggerating on this, you can grow that plant in a 1-gallon can for, say, 6 to 8 years, and it'll continue to
fruit. Wow. You can just leave it alone. Plant it and leave it alone.
Yeah, you can plant a little vineyard. You had that idea to supply the airlines by planting that little tiny vineyard and making those little bottles of wine.
Yeah. It's a good idea, but they didn't buy it. They didn't buy off on it. Oh, talking about mistakes.
So anyway, that's by far the best deal that I've seen in a long time. I didn't buy one because I have one on my patio.
We get nothing out of this. This is just you're just being a good guy letting people know.
Well, Tatiana's a good friend of the show. She comes on occasionally. And one of the top, I don't know if you ever look on, there's different websites that rank website traffic. Alexa.com happens to be one of them. And if you search the traffic for toptropicals.com, you'll find that it's one of the most,
Visited
the most traffic of any website in the U.S. I mean, it's way up there. The only thing that's number one for traffic in the world is Google, and number two is Facebook. And then all the porn sites come in.
Right. Yeah, of course.
But then right there is Top Tropicals.
Right there with the porn sites.
Right after the porn sites. They got a lot of pictures on their website, and Bob Riedmiller calls them plant porn.
Yeah, the plant porn, exactly.
But a lot of good info, too.
I
think that's why they get the good searches, because so much good info.
And that's the result of somebody who just followed their passion. Because Tatiana and her husband lived in Moscow, and she had houseplants, and they decided they were going to move to the U.S., and they moved to Florida where she could grow all her houseplants outdoors.
Yeah.
And she started buying things off the Internet, and her husband said, this is costing us a fortune. how about you see if you can propagate some of them and sell them on eBay, which she started to do. Within 6 months, they both quit their jobs, and she had a full-time business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Getting in early on the Internet there.
Yeah, good idea. A lot of people have succeeded by doing that or similar on the web.
Yeah, that's what we need to do now. Now that we've got Tiger here, we've got somebody who's got some energy.
We've got some young blood now. We're gonna up our game a little bit here.
Put the pressure on them.
But absolutely. And as things develop, we will let you in on some of the things that we're doing. We're going to kind of tweak some things here and there.
We've got a lot of exciting plans, a lot of interesting things we're going to be doing.
Now, I've decided I want a hibiscus, by the way.
Which one?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think you should go to...
And again, thinking of my shade sun...
Go to exotic-hibiscus.com.
Exotic-hibiscus.com.
Yeah, exotic-hibiscus, because those are all the hybrid hibiscus that do well in partial shade, which is perfect for your patio.
Okay.
They actually prefer partial shade.
And there's different colors within that?
Oh, you won't believe the colors.
So, but one thing I will put a disclaimer on is the colors on the hibiscus. I love hibiscus, too.
Yeah.
The purples, though, like always I see the picture online and I get so inspired.
And it's not the same.
And
it,
you know, they just don't come out some, yeah. You know, the same. They kind of look like a gray, almost rusted plant
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Flower.
Not a true purple.
Yeah. So, you know, I like the yellows and the reds and stick with the standards.
Yellows and red is fine. Like red. Red's my favorite color. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some light. There's lavenders.
And right. And isn't there pink, too?
Yeah.
Oh, lots of pinks.
Lots of pinks, yeah.
But the ones you want to look for are this. You know, a great one, the one I think you'd really like is Fifth Dimension. Because Fifth Dimension opens up in the morning one color, and then by the afternoon it changes to another color.
Really?
And it's got stripes in it and grays and oranges. And yeah, really cool.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Come back with the quote of the week from John Vagnascu. Our guest is ready. 855-424-9825. Questions, comments. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Or John at GardenAmerica.com. It is our Saturday morning show. It is Tiger Palafox, John Vagnascu. I'm Brian Main. As we step aside, going to pay a few bills, taking a break, coming right back. Do stay with us.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Vagnascu from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Your citrus trees could be under attack from the Asian citrus psyllid, which can spread the virus that causes the deadly citrus greening disease. Stop the madness with Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. The mix and pour application protects citrus trees against the Asian citrus psyllid and other destructive pests. Help stop the Asian citrus psyllid from spreading the virus that causes the citrus greening disease on your citrus trees. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Back, it is 21 minutes after the hour. Happy Saturday morning to you. Garden America, Biz Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, John Bagnasco. And again, the number to call is 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. We've got the quote of the week, and then our guest is ready to go there. John? Johnny boy?
This week's quote, Brian, is, "There's no other road to peace than for all the people to depart from the castle gate of relative perception, go down into the meadow, and return to the heart of non-active nature." That is, sharpening the sickle instead of the sword.
Where'd you find that quote?
That was from Masanobu Fukuoka.
Well, should have known.
And it was from his book, The One Straw Revolution. And it was a book, I got that quote because Bruce used to love that book, The One Straw Revolution.
Right.
And it basically was about somebody who just had an epiphany one day as he was standing out in his rice fields and said, you know, there's got to be another way to do things. Mm-hmm. And he came up with the idea. He actually increased his rice production in his fields. He stopped flooding like all the other people were doing. He stopped weeding. He stopped using any kind of chemicals.
And just let it go?
And increased his production, and so it was like a whole different lifestyle, kind of towards the beginning of the organic movement.
You know where we saw?
So it's an interesting book. It's called The One Straw Revolution.
You know where some of the biggest fields are in the world?
Rice fields?
Uh-huh.
Italy.
Yeah, absolutely. When we landed in Milan, we saw a little bit of real estate, and I couldn't believe it.
Weren't we going by, was it in the bus or the train?
Well, I know when we landed.
I think it was the bus.
We saw some of the fields.
Yeah, and then on the bus, I think they pointed some out, too.
But the biggest in the world in Italy.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Tiger?
I did not know that.
Now you do.
That's a new bit of information.
When you go to work at Mission Hills Nursery today, you'll have that little bit of knowledge.
I'll make sure to share that.
Share that knowledge. John, our guest is ready to go. Don?
I know who our guest is. I just lost my page there for a second.
It's okay.
Yeah, our guest is Don Merrick, who is the chief propagator for heirloom roses up in St. Paul, Oregon.
Oh, that's close to your heart, John. Roses.
Well, I really like heirloom roses, too. It was founded originally by John and Louise Clements, and now he's been taken over by Ben Hanna and his family. And Don is their chief propagator, so everything's going to be coming up roses for the next 10 to 15 minutes here. Welcome to the show, Don.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing really well. How's the weather? I was looking at the Portland temperatures, and I saw that last night, Brian, I'm watching the news on TV, and the temperature in Phoenix was 98, 97 in Portland.
97?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know how that affected St. Paul. Have you been getting any heat up there, Don?
It's been just as hot in St. Paul as it has been in Portland.
And things are cooling off now here in San Diego for the next few days.
Yeah, so we're about 10 degrees below.
Quite the opposite.
Yeah. But how does that affect your business? Does it it may affect sales, but how does it affect your propagation of the roses? Is there anything different you have to do?
Well, we have to cool our houses a little bit more and apply just a little bit more mist, but we've got things under control, and unless it's 100 degrees for 10 days in a row, we really don't worry about it.
You know, I was surprised at the heat in some of those houses when I was up there, the propagation houses, because it had to be over 100 degrees in those. I guess the heat's what's needed for rooting.
Well, roses, they kind of like heat. They don't shy away from it. As long as they have water in their roots, they're fine.
So even like a dry heat, you mentioned some misting, you know, and I know that when you go into those propagation like houses like John, sometimes it's really humid in there, right?
Oh, it was humid.
Yeah, but so what would you say? Do roses like a dry heat more or a humid heat more?
I would say they like dry heat. The humidity is just there to grow diseases. That's
yeah.
Well, it's interesting because last week, not this week, when it was really hot, I noticed you mentioned, Don, about the heat and how roses don't shy away from that. I got some blooms last week in my patio just as a result of the heat we had here in San Diego. Very dry heat, probably upper 80s, low 90s.
Right. The one thing we do find is when it gets that hot, the blooms don't last as long. But the plants, they thrive. As long as we're watering them and taking care of them, they do just fine.
Yeah, I noticed that the at least in areas that get really hot and dry, that the size of the blooms also gets smaller.
Smaller, yeah.
But areas that are a little more humid and maybe more moderate temperatures, they maintain the larger bloom size that you get in the spring.
That's true. That's very true.
But then they come back in the fall as the temperatures cool down and the regular bloom size comes right back on.
And they're very tenacious roses.
Yes, roses, you know, I don't know why more people don't grow more of them. They are there to give you a lot of beauty for 6 months out of the year.
Hey, is there something that anything special that people around the country should be doing with their roses this time of year as we're heading into fall? I know that in California, this is right around the time where we start cutting back roses for the auction that we have in November, because if we cut back now, we usually have them in bloom for the auction.
The timing.
Well, a lot of that has to do with where you're from. If you're in the northern part of the country, I would shy away from cutting them back, and I would just let them slow down and start to go dormant. If you're in an area that you've got an extended warm period in the south, California, Florida, Texas, go ahead, cut them back, let them bloom one more time, and just enjoy them.
So in the northern climates, you probably should let the hips form, right? Because
that's correct.
Yeah, that's signaling to the rose, hey, it's time to rest. But
right,
when you cut off the hips, then you're inducing new growth.
That is correct. In fact, we yesterday at the garden decided to not do any more deadheading, just to let them slow down, produce hips, and decide to rest.
How long have you been at Heirloom Roses?
I've been at Heirloom for 3 years.
3 years. So you never got to meet John Clements?
I did meet him, probably 15 years ago, very briefly.
Yeah. He was an interesting person and was responsible. I think one of the main people responsible for bringing David Austin roses into the U.S. And that Oh, I think it goes along with the philosophy at Heirloom, which we'll talk about a little bit right after the break.
Don, got to take a break, but we will come back, so do stay with us. And for the rest of you, questions? Hey, we're talking roses. Great time to get through at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825, or John at GardenAmerica.com. Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Garden America, coming right back. Stay with us.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished Biosol to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening, without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-535-8531 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-535-8531.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Attention to all listeners of this station who suffer from any kind of pain, whether it's back pain, joint pain, arthritis pain, foot pain, or even diabetic foot pain. We have breaking news. There are changes with Medicare and insurance companies that may benefit you. These changes may now allow you to receive safe yet very powerful pain relief treatment items covered by Medicare and your insurance. Thousands of customers have been sent these proven pain relief systems that now may be available to you. With your qualification, you could receive these pain relief systems, which may be covered by Medicare and your insurance company, at little or no cost to you and include free shipping. Call now and use the special code RADIO to activate and confirm your eligibility. Call right now at 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, again, 888-452-3416.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Thirty-five minutes after the hour, Saturday morning. Thank you so much for being there. Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, I'm Brian Main. Thank you so much for making Garden America part of your weekend. We love having you with us at 855-424-9825. And it is all right. All right to call us, that is, at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. We're talking about one of John's favorite subjects, and that is roses.
Yeah, and we're talking to Don Merrick, who is the head grower at Heirloom Roses up in St. Paul, Oregon. Right near Portland. And Don, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Heirloom. I think right now has one of the best reputations of any mail order rose nursery. The size of the plants that you send out, those 1 gallon plants, is, I think, amazing for mail order. They're well established. Lots of times they have flower buds on them, but you also have one of the largest selections of any rose nursery. And how do you decide how many to propagate, when to propagate, and what do you do with that huge listing? I mean, are there some that you just have stock plants and you never propagate, or is there a schedule you follow? To me, it's just mind-boggling how you manage such a huge inventory.
Well, we currently offer 1,100 varieties on our website.
Wow.
We have 4,000 varieties on the nursery. And to answer your question, yes, there are a bunch of them that are just in the gardens or in the stock blocks that we just maintain. We don't take cuttings. We don't offer them. There are times when we'll say, hey, let's offer those 10 varieties for a one-time deal, put them back on the market, and then take them back off the market a year later.
Yeah, that's really important. It's really important that someone does that because many roses are in danger of extinction, and I'm involved with the Save the Roses Foundation that Ben Hanna has been nice enough to help support over the last few years also. And without companies like you, it literally is true that many of those roses could just go extinct.
That is true. And I think some of them already have, just because they've gotten old and we missed them. You did make a good statement about a huge inventory. It is mind-boggling, and I'm glad that there are computers to help us.
Well, that makes sense. That is true.
Don, I have a question for you. And, you know, in our industry, we kind of have trends and different things that happen throughout the year. So what is the hot trend in roses right now? I mean, you know, for the nursery industry, you know, vegetables and having heirloom vegetables and different varieties of tomatoes are really important for us, different varieties of peppers. In roses, what are people looking for at the moment? Are they looking for a fragrance? Are they looking for color? Are they looking for size of the bloom? You know, what do you think is the hot trend right now in roses?
Well, the hot trend is ease of care. Are they easy to take care of? Do I not have to do a lot of extra work with them? Colors, you name it. People, we don't see a trend in any specific color. And basically it comes back to ease of taking care of it. Mm-hmm. And fragrance. Fragrance is really becoming more important.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier when we were talking about how you wish more people would plant roses. And it's so true because I kind of feel roses had this misconception that they were so difficult to take care of and there was always so much maintenance involved in it. But, you know, like you mentioned now, there's a lot of varieties of roses that bloom continuously. They aren't, you know, as susceptible to pests and disease as we talked about earlier as well. And it's pretty awesome to have, like, a shrub in your garden that produces these wonderful flowers and with a fragrance.
That is true, and I'm happy to say that a lot of the breeders have caught on to the same thing, and they're looking at those same things. Does it bloom continuously? Is it disease and pest resistant? And is it easy to take care of? The other thing that is really nice is they're going back to finding fragrance. For many, many years, they bred roses, and they took the fragrance out because the oils that produce the fragrance cause the flower to not last as long. Now they've said, hey, people want to be able to smell roses. Let's put it back in.
Yeah.
That's true. And as far as disease goes, there's a lot of disease-resistant varieties coming out of Germany, out of the breeders like Tantau and Cordis, because pesticides have been outlawed there for a number of years. And if people want roses, they have to have roses that resist diseases. And a lot of the American breeders, like you say, are starting to work with some of those varieties, too, and go in the same direction. Don, do you have a favorite type of rose?
Oh, you know, that's not a fair question.
Well, you know, yeah. You know,
ask it back to John.
Yeah. I don't know if you're. I don't know how much of a rosarian you are. I mean, if I ask some head growers their favorite type of rose, theirs would be the one that gives them 100% rooting.
I've been propagating for over 30 years, so I know 100% rooting is not possible. So I got rid of that idea a long time ago. You know, I can't say that I have a favorite rose because there's just too many. I'll walk through our gardens, and today it'll be this one, and tomorrow it'll be a different one. So it's just too hard to pick a favorite.
Uh-huh. So there aren't any classes of roses that you maybe lean towards, you know, hybrid teas or floribundas or some of the old garden roses like moss roses or hybrid perpetuals that just whatever happens to look good that day?
Well, I hate to be a simpleton, but I'd have to say hybrid teas are my favorite just because of the form of the flower and the vibrant colors that the breeders have given us over the years.
Yeah, and I think that probably, if I was going to guess, Tiger, I'd say maybe 80% of all rose growers think of hybrid teas when they're going to buy a rose?
I think so. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, just like, you know, Donna just mentioned, but also with the hybrid tea, you get, I feel, more out of it. You get a longer-lasting flower, usually, you know. You get the classic cut roses. And not only that, all rose growers are a little bit romantic, so it gives them something to hand over to their significant other, right? You know, John,
that's
why you started growing roses, right?
Florists use, so. I don't know if my significant other really appreciates the roses as much as I do. I think if I didn't have 1,000 around my property, she would.
I have it easy, gentlemen. I just go out in the garden and cut roses for my wife almost daily. And, you know, I don't have to pay those florist prices to cut flowers.
Yeah, no, and that's why I think people like definitely the hybrid teas. Is, you know, if you can have that in your garden, you know, you come home, you cut a couple off, you bring them inside, you got a good rest of the night, I feel, right?
Yep.
You know, Don, I just one quick question is, I remember that the test fields that John Clements had for his breeding out there had hundreds and hundreds of varieties that hadn't been introduced, and I was just wondering, is Heirloom still evaluating any of those, or are those roses gone now?
We have about 30 that we have kept. The rest of them we've gotten rid of because it was just such a daunting process of looking at all those roses, and they'd been there for so many years. We hadn't picked any. It was time to rejuvenate that area. And we've got about 30 that we're looking at.
And so then I would imagine the plan for those 30 would be to evaluate them a little bit longer and maybe introduce a few at a time?
That's the plan. Ben Hanna, our owner, is we've dedicated a greenhouse so that we can watch how these make it through the winter, how they look in a container, do they grow nice so that we can actually present a nice product to our customer, and then looking at the normal stuff. What's the flower color? What's the fragrance? Is it disease resistant? Is this something that our customer is really going to want? So it's a process, and hopefully within the next year or so we will be offering a couple new ones.
Well, Don, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us here on Garden America. And I want to let our listeners know that if you really want some eye candy, go to heirloomroses.com and take a look at the selection and help Don keep his job, because if you buy roses, he has to propagate more. Don, thanks again.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Don. Do appreciate it. Yeah, great conversation. Now, one more segment coming up. And again, if you want to give us a call, whatever's on your mind, questions, comments, it is toll free, of course. I mean, how else? Come on, 855-424-9825, 855-424-9825, or John at GardenAmerica.com with Tiger Palafox. John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. Welcome to Garden America. One more segment. Stay with us. A lot of fun still ahead.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished Biosol to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in Easy Access Small Business Funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com.
All right, 51 minutes after the hour, final segment, and time for your phone calls at 855-424-9825, 855-424-9825, or john@gardenamerica.com. And speaking of john@gardenamerica.com, a couple of two or three emails. So it's email time with the one and only John Magnasco.
we should have music playing in the background.
We should have. You know what? I'm going to find some music for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Underneath.
Somehow we have to...
An intro.
...convey that there's a fireplace.
So it would have to be something from Stevie Nicks.
Okay, yeah, your little girlfriend.
It's a long story there, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, before we do that, I wanted to just mention we were talking, finished talking with Don Merrick from Heirloom Roses, and they mentioned that, Don mentioned that he has 10 roses right now. I gave him some cuttings of my newest rose, Kendall Marie.
Your granddaughter.
Yes, named after my granddaughter.
Right.
And it's a polyantha, and the only reason I bring it up is because it's performing really well up there, also being disease resistant, and it makes it just a great shrub. And the number of blooms when that thing blooms, it just covers the entire plant. So I know he only has 10 right now. I don't know if they're willing to sell them, but if anybody's ordering from Heirloom Roses, you might mention. Just say, hey, is any way I can get a Kendall Marie rose? Because I think you'd really like it.
Beautiful.
But if it's not available now, it will be soon.
What do you have for us, John?
Well, I have a suggestion for you from Linda. She says, suggestion.
Stop laughing, Tiger.
Suggestion to Brian. And she spelled your name right.
Okay, that's good, with a Y.
B-R-Y-A-N. Rose of Sharon. Said, we have two in black cattle feeders, which are half wine barrel size, in partial sun. And we have white and purple, and they're beautiful.
Ah, well, thank you for that.
And I think the reason she mentions it is because Rose of Sharon used to be in the hibiscus family.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they are back again.
Not,
they kind of alternate between Altheas and hibiscus.
When you say used to be in the family, how does a species become not part of a family?
There's always a black sheep that gets kicked out every now and then.
Exactly.
Scientists, they make accidents all the time.
Yeah, back to that conversation.
You know, this is really a huge part of what happens is that people get degrees in taxonomy. And if you get a degree in taxonomy, what can you do?
You stuff animals, right?
You can't do it's taxidermy.
Oh, sorry.
Taxonomy is coming up with the scientific names of plants. And so all you can do if you've got a degree in that is
make up a word, right?
Is change the classification of a plant.
You can't even make it up, Brian, because they already lay it out for you as far as if the flower or the foliage is purple, it has to have this in it and X and Y and everything. So they're like, yeah, you have to use their thing. All you get to do is change other people's works, right?
Right. So anyway, it's gone between the genus Altheus and the genus Hibiscus. It may be Hibiscus syriacus now, which I think is what it used to be. But sometimes they're referred to as hardy hibiscus, too. So anyway, Rosa Sharon's a good idea for you, Brian.
That is, and I thank you for that suggestion. Let's go to Bill, who is standing by. I think it's Bill in Chico. Hey, Bill, what's going on? Happy Saturday.
I have two questions. Second one that doesn't have an answer. But the first one is... Where are those rosehip plants you were going to sell, John? Are those going to be available?
Not until next year, and I don't know if we're going to
When you say next year, that's what has me puzzled. You mean
2017, yes.
Okay, great.
Now, Bill, if we don't sell them, if we are able to get them, I will, of course, let everyone know on the radio. But if we're not going to be able to sell them, they definitely are going to be available in the Gurney seed catalog. So I don't know if you supply or if you get that catalog. All right. Yeah, it'll be in there then.
Okay. Then you had a question with no answer, Bill, right?
Yeah, this one is for Tiger. Yeah.
Okay, Tiger, what can I do about spider mites?
On.
Oh. What are they on, Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, they're on my moringa plants. They're on my beans. They're on
everywhere.
You just have an infestation of spider mites, huh? You're up in Chico?
Yeah.
Chico. Yeah.
So have you been trying anything at all with any success or no, nothing at all?
Well, I use spinosad, which does not work on spider mites. It works great on most things. I use a Bayer fruit vegetable product. It doesn't work on spider mites. It worked great on a lot of things. Okay. I use water. I use a little canola oil and stuff like that, but I have to be real careful of the heat.
So it sounds like you've taken a few steps. So I'd take one step
and
further.
I cut a lot of leaves off.
there's a product from a brand called Fertilome called Triple Action. And it's an insecticide, miticide, and fungicide, and it's a topical spray. And we've had good results with that product. So if you see that one.
Triple Action, huh?
Yeah, from Fertilome.
Can you use that on edibles, Tiger?
Yes, you could use it on edibles, yeah. So, you know, you can go there in that because that's like one step up above like a canola oil or neem oil or something like that,
which
it sounds like you've already tried using.
So. Yeah. Now, when you say Fertilome, can you spell that for me?
Yeah, it's F-E-R-T-I and then L-O-M-E.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I asked.
You can't find it locally, Bill, it is available on Amazon.com, so you could maybe have your brother take a look at that for you.
Great. Hey, Tiger, great addition.
Look at that.
My problem.
Boom.
You got your first big fan already, Tiger. Hey, Bill, thank you. It's always good to hear from you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye.
You betcha.
Take care.
Hey, Bill, see, we like callers that go away happy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a happy man.
And you know something else that'll make you happy is if you get the Garden America newsletter.
Yes.
And
that'll bring joy to your life.
Well, especially if you look at the recipe that's for the tomato citrus marmalade from Laura Taylor.
Yeah, great article.
You know, you were pointing out to me earlier today that it's been a while since we've had her on her show, but we always enjoy her tomato calendar because it's got so many great tips. And she's also a great chef and probably one of the most knowledgeable tomato chefs out there. So anyway, she came up with this recipe for tomato citrus marmalade. And I don't like tomato-y type things or citrusy type things, but put them together, unbelievable.
And it's good, and the taste is good. Hey, that's going to do it. Tiger, you're off tomorrow. Bob Reedmiller will be in your chair.
All right.
And then you're back again next weekend, of course, as a regular. Thank you so much. And again, look forward to Bob tomorrow. We appreciate you tuning in. 1 hour every Saturday, 2 hours every Sunday. So, of course, tomorrow, 2 hours with Bob Reedmiller, myself, Ryan Main, and John Begnasco. Thank you so much for supporting our show. We're going to keep trudging forward. Things are only going to get better. So keep it right here. And we'll do it again tomorrow starting at 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Eastern Time Zone. Till then, Get Growing America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.